Haritam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurudev Namaha. So there's various definitions of the word initiation. For the purpose of this class, we will give the definition of beginning something. Just like when one enrolls in a university or enrolls in school, one begins his coursework. Something different is called graduation. I think everyone knows the difference between enrollment and graduation, right? I don't have to explain that. So when you get enrolled in the university, you're given an opportunity to learn. But it's not automatic. Because in order to learn, guess what? You have to do this thing that you don't want to do, which is called studying. Can everybody understand? You have to study. I remember when I went to the university, I was studying so many hours every day. And before the final exam, there was this thing called an all-nighter. Anyone's heard of an all-nighter? No, you don't know what that is. That means before the final exam, you stay up all night studying. And then you take the test, and hopefully you pass, and hopefully you don't forget everything you learned in school. Sometimes in the mundane school, it works like that. You forget everything the next day after you've taken the test. So Krishna consciousness is something like that. It requires hard work. I mean, it's an easy process comparatively to other ages. In other ages, you had to endure extreme austerities. In other ages, you had to just give up eating and sleeping for a long period of time. But in this age, of course, we have the chanting of the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. But it's not as easy as it sounds. Why? Chanchalahi mana Krishna, pramati balavad vridam, tashaham nigraham manye, vai or iva shirushkaram. This is Krishna, this is Arjuna speaking to Krishna in the Gita. He says, the mind, that's the problem. Because our mind is restless, turbulent, obstinate. What does our mind do? It's stronger than the wind, but it finds fault in other people. It's envious. It gets angry. Our mind is all over the place, right? At least, do any of you have controlled minds? Can you say that your mind doesn't go all over the place? Anger, greed, illusion, envy, fear. Wow. You're in trouble. So that's the problem. Because the whole point of Krishna consciousness is to be conscious of Krishna. Savai mana Krishna padara vindayo. That's the whole point of Krishna consciousness. And so we are learning to control the mind. That's yoga. People don't understand what yoga is. They think it is a system of exercises. But the real purpose of yoga, according to Patanjali, who is the author of the Yoga Sutras, is to control the mind and senses. And that requires work. What does Krishna say in the sixth chapter of the Gita? He says, by constant practice and detachment. So what is that practice in Krishna consciousness? That is called sadhana bhakti. And that's what we're teaching. That's the initial stage. That's the kindergarten. Those who are taking initiation, you're joining the kindy. This is university will come later on. So as Rupa Goswami says, which we quoted before, one has to be dharya, one has to be patient. Like you put a child in kindy, he doesn't get his law degree or a certified accountant degree next year. How many years does he have to study from kindy to get his, become a doctor? Does anyone know? Can anyone guess? How many? 20, start kindy at 5. So yeah, like 20 more years to become a doctor. And that's just a doctor. What to speak of being a pure devotee? Do you think it takes only one day, 1 minute? Of course it could if you were determined enough. But as far as practicality is concerned, it takes hard work, day after day after day. But the interesting thing about that hard work, as Krishna says in the Gita, that it's hard or like poison in the beginning, in the end it's like nectar. For example, I've been working in Bhakti Yoga, even though my mother thinks I don't have a job. She keeps telling me to get a job. I'm 65 and she still keeps telling me to get a job. So I've been working with Bhakti Yoga full time since 1971. And it gets better every day. It gets more nectarian, but I have to work at it. I have to make myself do my sadhana. Okay, let's describe what sadhana is. Sadhana is basically practicing being a devotee. Because unless you practice, like if you want to play the piano or any instrument, you have to practice at it. I don't know anybody who sat behind a piano and played very well immediately. They had to practice at it. Or even in Fiji, you have your rugby games, right? How long do the rugby players have to practice? Probably years, and they grow up from the time they're 2 years old, they're playing rugby. Right? Every day. And their parents are saying, play rugby, and they're dreaming rugby, sleeping rugby, eating rugby, talking rugby. It's like their whole life. They're completely absorbed. Survive, mana, rugby, or not business at all. And then they become good rugby players. After that. So Krishna conscious. So sadhana means you practice being a devotee. How do we practice? We act like a devotee. Because to be a devotee means to be devoted. To be a devotee means you love Krishna so much you can't think of anything else. You can't think of pleasing anyone else. So it takes a lot of practice. And the goal is so wonderful. Okay, so the practice is, you know, basically you have to give some things up. I'm sure to become a good rugby player, you can't walk on the field intoxicated, can you? Can you actually drink liquor before you walk on the field to play rugby? I don't think so. Can you smoke marijuana before you go on the field? No, you have to follow the four regular... I wish, anyways. No, you have to follow certain do-nots. Do-nots. Not donuts. Do-nots. You have to follow certain do-nots in order to be a good rugby player. Do not drink before you go and play rugby. So we also say, do not take intoxication, illicit sex, gambling, meeting. Why? Because these things will keep you from playing being a devotee. Because they will put you in the mode of ignorance. Two things. They put you in the mode of ignorance, you know, illicit sex, you're just thinking of the body, intoxication, you're an illusion within an illusion, gambling, you just go crazy in a fever, meat eating, you just like feel and act like a tiger. Actually, this meat eating is one of the main causes of fighting in the world today. Like if we were able to go into these countries like Iraq and turn everyone to a vegetarian, there would be peace and love there after some time. They'd all be joining hands and chanting Hare Krishna. So, therefore, these things will not allow you to practice Krishna consciousness. And there's another reason why they won't, is because they all have some bad karma attached to them. If you kill a cow, you become a cow, or many cows. You kill a chicken, you'll become a chicken in your next life. I mean, who here wants to be a chicken? Any volunteers? Or a rooster. At least the men can become roosters. Women can become chickens. Raise your hand if you want to be a chicken. Then why the hell do we need meat? If you don't want to be a chicken. Of course, we're very merciful. We will reach even to the chickens. So, but primarily to the human beings. Please turn off the mobile phones. So that's why we have the four regulative principles. And then we chant because we're practicing coming in touch with the Lord so we can become purified enough to actually realize the Lord. Because Krishna is non-different from his name. Namachintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. Purna Shuddha Nityamukto Vinatvam Namanamino. And then we chant 16 rounds. The devotees are vowing to chant 16 rounds. Why? Because unless you made a promise, you wouldn't chant 16 rounds. You probably chant a half round and then watch the World Cup game after that, right? I know how you think, how everyone thinks. But if you make a promise, you should stick it. You should be like Grandfather Bhishma. You make a promise, you stick to it. Dhrita Vrata. No matter what. Like Arjuna. Arjuna made a promise to kill Jayadrath in one day. What did he say? Unless I can kill Jayadrath, I will enter into the fire, right? And he was so determined that he was going to enter into the fire at the end of the day, but Krishna had to save him, because we don't want any suicides. But still, that same sort of determination should be there. So we promise 16 rounds, four regulative principles. And then to practice, there's things that will help us practice better. We try to avoid the offenses against the holy names and against the holy Dham. Of course, offenses against the holy names we'll mention very quickly, because Prabhupada requires us to mention them. You know, one is offending the Vaishnavas who dedicated their lives, blaspheming them. Dedicated their lives to propagating Krishna consciousness, because devotees are very dear to Krishna. If we serve the Vaishnavas, we make a lot of spiritual advancement. If we blaspheme them, we go the opposite direction. And another offense is to consider demigod names to be equal to independent the holy name of Lord Vishnu. Another offense is to disobey the order of the spiritual master. Another offense is to blaspheme the Vedic literatures, or any literatures which glorify God. Another offense is to give some perverted meaning on the chanting of the holy name of the Lord, to make up your own concocted meaning. There is a bona fide meaning, but there are concocted meanings. Another offense is to think the glories of the Lord are imaginary. Another offense is to commit sinful activities in the strength of chanting. Another offense is to think it's just a ritual, like karma kanda rituals. Another offense is to instruct the faithless about the glories of the Lord. And finally, the tenth offense is to not have complete faith in the holy name of the Lord and maintain material attachments in spite of having so many instructions. Also, inattention is a big one, which is like sometimes called number 11, but it's actually an overriding offense. We like to think of so many things, or we're not able to control our mind while we're chanting. You know, we're chanting Hare Krishna, and at the same time we're thinking about the problems we have in life, the financial problems, the things we'd like to do, the things we'd like to have, the car we'd like to buy, the person someone would like to marry. I mean, so many things go through the mind, as we mentioned before. But it takes practice to control the mind and focus it on the holy name. And that's our practice. That's sadhana. And the next stage in sadhana is called raganuga, when you begin to experience spontaneity. That happens very, very quickly if you're attentive in the chanting. And then after that, after raganuga, you get bhava, extreme emotions, and your mind automatically becomes attracted to Krishna. In the stage of bhava, even if you try to think of maya, the mind automatically goes to Krishna. In the stage of bhakti, the first stage, if you try to think of Krishna, your mind automatically goes to maya. So you can find out what stage you're at right now. Try to think of Krishna for more than a minute at a time and see where the mind goes. We're not going to do the test right now, but you can do that at home. Just see where your mind goes after 1 minute. And then you'll understand you're on the lowest stage of devotion. If you're able to think of Krishna, all right, then try to think of maya. Let's do an experiment. We'll turn your television on. to some nice Bollywood movie. Try to pay attention to it and see if you're able to pay attention to it. If you can't and your mind keeps going to Krishna, you're on a higher stage. You're in Baba. That's the test of Baba. You can do that at home. You try that. And then after Baba, there's prema, which is pure love of Krishna, which you simply desire to please Krishna. Even if Krishna crushes you by his embrace, leaves you brokenhearted, you're still just so dedicated to Krishna's pleasure that no matter what, you want to please the Supreme Lord. So that is the goal of bhakti, and that's what really pleases the heart. Yayatma supersedite sevaikum sam paradama yato bhakti bhoksajaya haitaki patiyata yatma supersedite. What actually pleases us, what actually attracts us, is this love, this pure love. And we were mentioning that before when we're talking about the temple opening. So we should develop this pure love, because that's really what gives you happiness, and at the same time, we should give this pure love to others. So if you want to make really rapid advancement in bhakti, here's the trick to focus your mind. Preach. Tell others about Krishna. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Yari Nikatari Kara Krishna Padesh. What's that? It's like an airplane. You're maybe to turn it off. Is it off now? So Yari Dekat Karikai Krishna Vadesh Mara Gai Vyuhai Kara Adesh. That whoever you come in contact with, you give them Krishna. Then you'll find it much easier to control the mind and focus the mind, because Krishna Vridyantosto Yavadrani Vidunoti Suritsatam. Krishna dwelling in your heart will help you control your mind. Because you can't do it yourself, you need Krishna's help. So that's what initiation is. There's two types of initiation taking place here. One devotee is taking second initiation, which means Brahman initiation, that means cultivating more the mode of goodness, like the qualities of equal poise, samadhamak, dipaksha, chava, cleanliness, determination, reading the books. And we want to emphasize also that all the devotees should regularly hear, read Srila Prabhupada's books to make spiritual advancement. Because Srila Prabhupada, the founder acharya of our society, is the very life and soul of all the devotees. So we all have a personal connection, personal relationship, a loving relationship with Prabhupada. Prabhupada loves you all. Just like in Christianity, one of the main things they say is Jesus loves you, right? So we can say the same thing about Prabhupada. Prabhupada loves you. And if we love Prabhupada in return, by serving his mission, remaining faithful to his mission, being part of his mission, then you'll get unlimited mercy, unlimited kripa. There's no doubt about it. So remember that. We're taking initiation in ISKCON, meant to serve Srila Prabhupada's society. We don't want any partisanship from Srila Prabhupada's society. I may be giving initiation today to some disciples. Someone else may give initiation to other disciples, but we're all part of Prabhupada's family. We don't distinguish. There's no party spirit. The disciple doesn't belong to the guru. He belongs to Krishna and to the Krishna consciousness movement. So we want everyone to function. See, everybody else don't have any special parties that this is so-and-so disciple party, but we're all the same family. Don't treat anyone any differently. Just like we don't have any racism, we abhor racism. We also abhor guruism. You know what I'm saying? Guruism? That means distinguishing on the basis of who is one's guru. Because we're all actually being instructed by Srila Prabhupada. Okay, so that's the brief talk. So now we'll proceed with the name giving, right, Goku? Okay, so the